Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
Now, this week is something called Smart Money Week, and it's a chance to rethink how we build financial security in a tough economy. But what if the key to growing your wealth isn't just about saving harder or investing smarter, but actually about sharing in the profits of the company that you either engaged with or insured with? I want to explore this in a little more detail, and I'm going to talk to Michelle Jennings, Chief Executive of Glue by PPS. It's a platform reshaping, it says, financial futures through the power of profit share. So what does this mean for you simplistically, and how can it change the way in which we think about money? So Michelle, a very warm welcome. Thank you for talking to us. Let's start bluntly. Profit share, the concept itself, is it a clever marketing gimmick, or does it really put money back in the pockets of ordinary South Africans?
Thank you, Jeremy. Really, I need to be very clear. This is not just a marketing gimmick. Profit share back into the pockets of South Africans is real. And being a part of a mutual is exactly about doing that. It's about sharing. It's about community. It's about shared success. So I think just to take a step back and highlight what profit share is for members of a mutual, it's what dividends is to those people invested on the stock exchange. It can be aligned to that. But being a part of a mutual is so much more than just profit share. And I hope that we get the opportunity to share some of that as we move forward in this discussion.
Is there a risk, though, before we get to that, that the complexity of how profit share works could maybe confuse or even mislead consumers?
I think that's the beauty of this. There is no complexity. There is nothing that you have to do to qualify for profit share other than pay your premiums. You don't have to meet certain requirements or do certain exercises throughout the week or anything like that. Just being a member means that you automatically qualify for profit share from Glue.
So at the heart of it then, how does this all work?
So a mutual business is a community. It's a community of people within a financial services business that look out for each other. In South Africa, we try to equate it to something like a stock fell, where the benefits of the stock fell are the insurance benefits. Profit share is actually just the protecting of savings. So the savings that goes into a profit share policy, which is earned by the member over time as well. So it's protection in the case of life and disability, but it's also savings in the form of a profit share.
Is access to profit share, Michelle, locked into a particular time until I can use it? And if that's the case, would it not limit its usefulness?
So, Jeremy, there are some regulations that prevent us from giving access to the profit share immediately. But what we have allowed for is for profit share to build up for a period of 10 years and then portions of it become accessible. So at 10 years, 20% of that profit share becomes accessible. And then every 5 years thereafter, a further 20% becomes accessible. So that by the age of 65 or 25 years into the policy, all of it is accessible to the member. So we see it as something that would be available to members in the event that there are some major life events that they need to tap into those savings for.
Interestingly, you say, Michelle, this helps people build a legacy, but I need to get my head around how this is different from a traditional retirement fund or any normal investment vehicle.
So, Jeremy, it's quite different from a normal retirement fund. Firstly, the savings are taxed in the hand of the insurer. So by the time it gets to the member, then it is tax-free. It's accumulated into a policy. So all of that taxation takes place there. And it's accumulated each year based on the profits of the insurance business. And profits from all of those get accumulated into the policy. The profits are declared every single year into that policy so that a member can keep track of how it's growing. And anything that has already been saved in that policy earns interest and further returns just to make it grow even faster. So if the business is successful, then all of the members and policyholders are successful as well, earning in those profits.
And specifically, what type of demographic would this kind of product be aimed at?
Jeremy, Glue is a division of PPS, which is a well-established insurer and financial services business in South Africa, and they're aimed at graduate professionals, whereas Glue is aimed at any South African. I think we do recognize that we've got a target market of a household income of greater than 30,000 rand per month. People who have got a degree or a diploma, who understand what they're getting into here in terms of being a financial services business, and really do need the benefits from the organization.
And in that respect then, Michelle, critics might argue that this only benefits the already privileged. In other words, graduates with good incomes. How would you respond to that?
I think we say that's a preferred market or a targeted market at this stage, really what the marketing team is focused on attracting, but we are open to anybody. So if the products meet the requirements of the individual, they are more than welcome to apply. We are not restricting it. That's just who we think would be the most interested in this particular brand.
And to what extent is the concept starting to find traction? What's your growth trajectory like at the moment?
What I love about this is that we're currently seeing those people who are not eligible for PPS, but who know the benefits of being a part of a mutual. Those are the first people that we're seeing coming to Glue. They know that getting in early is the best advantage because that means that there's profit share allocated in the early years that just grows and grows each year thereafter. So I think that's been quite exciting to see. What we would like is for more people to understand these benefits and for more people to come in so that they too can get the same benefits and advantages of being a part of a mutual insurance business.
Are members able to influence how their profits are invested in any way, or is this entirely something that would be controlled by the mothership, by PPS?
At this stage, we haven't opened it up to get inputs from the policyholders in terms of what those investment strategies would be. I think it's really early days, but it is definitely something that we're looking towards to see how can we get members to participate more in giving input into how the business is run and how investments are made, etc.
So currently, what is guiding your investment strategy then?
So currently we are following the investment strategy of PPS. So they've got years of experience, well over 80 years of experience in investing the proceeds of those profit share accounts that they have for their members. So we're aligning with that to get the benefits of scale there.
Just a final one then. In an economy like ours, which is under a fair degree of strain at the moment, why should anyone believe in or trust the mutual model over a traditional insurer or a bank? Make the case just in terms of risk.
So I think it's more in terms of the trust. I think with a traditional business, there are shareholders who need their very specific return. And I think all the investment that goes into the business is there to make sure that there are excellent shareholder returns. The difference is that with a mutual, all the investment that goes into the business is to make sure that we protect the members. Protect the members in terms of the benefits that are provided when they're claiming for a death or disability, but also to protect those members in terms of the returns that are made by the business and the profits that are made by the business go back to those very same members as well.
Michelle Jennings, thank you very much indeed for talking to me, Chief Executive of Glue by PPS. I appreciate the time and the explanation tonight.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Jeremy.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.